Today, let's discover the medieval arts. Medieval art refers to a period, also known as the Middle Ages, which roughly spanned from the fall of the Roman Empire in 476 AD to the early stages of the Renaissance in the 14th century. It includes major art movements and periods, national and regional art, genres, revivals, the artists' crafts, and the artists themselves. Art historians attempt to classify medieval art into major periods and styles, often with some difficulty. A generally accepted scheme includes the later phases of early Christian art, migration period art, Byzantine art, insular art, pre-Romanesque, Romanesque art, and Gothic art, as well as many other periods within these central styles. In addition, each region, most during the period in the process of becoming nations or cultures, had its own distinct artistic styles, such as Anglo-Saxon art or Viking art. Medieval art in Europe grew out of the artistic heritage of the Roman Empire and the iconographic traditions of the early Christian Church. These sources were mixed with the vigorous barbarian artistic culture of the Northern Europe to produce a remarkable artistic legacy. The period ended with the self-perceived Renaissance recovery of the skills and values of classical art, and the artistic legacy of the Middle Ages was then disparaged for some centuries. Since a revival of interest and understanding in the 19th century, it has been seen as a period of enormous achievement that underlies the development of later Western art. Let's see the characteristics of medieval art. The subjects are mostly religious and the paintings use vibrant colors. The figures look flat and stiff with little real movement, and the important figures are painted large. The background of the painting uses a single color, often gold, but no interest in creating a realistic space. Now let's see the representative artists of the medieval art period. First, Lorenzo Ghiberti. Lorenzo was a famous Italian medieval sculptor and a painter. After completing the first set of the doors of the Baptistery of Florence, Lorenzo Ghiberti embarked upon a decade of intense exploration of new ways of forming pictorial space and lifelike figures to occupy it. Throughout his career, Lorenzo Ghiberti was actively interested in other artists' work and careers. His workshop was a gathering place for several prominent artists who were on the cutting edge of the medieval technology. His most famous masterpiece is the Gates of the Paradise. The piece is composed of 10 bronze panels and portrays the scenes of the Old Testament between figurated borders containing statuettes and niches and medallions with busts. The 10 relief panels are among the greatest work of early Renaissance sculpture. They demonstrate that Florentine artists had mastered linear perspective and the classical idiom by the early 15th century. The second artist is Duccio. He was an Italian painter active in Siena, Tuscany, in the late 13th and early 14th centuries. He was hired throughout his life to complete many important works in government and religious buildings around Italy. Duccio is considered one of the greatest Italian painters of the medieval period. His most famous known works are on wood panel painted in egg tempera and embellished with gold leaf. Differently from his contemporaries and artists before him, Duccio was a master of tempera and managed to conquer the medium with delicacy and precision. His representative piece is Madonna with the Child, and I believe it is such a painting that everyone might have seen at least once. This panel painting represents an innovation in the history of Western European painting and a moment in religious iconography. Depiction of the Virgin Mary and the infant Jesus in Byzantine icons was traditionally symbolic. This painting from the 13th century expresses the emotions of love and tenderness between mother and child. It is these distinct qualities that will shape the sensibility of later Cinna's painting that give Duccio's Madonna and charged such worthy attention and credibility in the history of art. Other details found in this image are ones that stay behind in Byzantine tradition and characterize earlier works of Duccio. While the more innovative qualities prosper over time, the details in the gold background are minute and difficult to notice at a far glance, but add an important element to the iconicism of the image. Punch designs were employed for the hollows and the border design, all of which were hand inscribed. Thank you.